Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Michelle Ward. She is the opioid prevention specialist with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. And we're going to talk, they've got some events coming up that deal with HIV and Hep C testing. But first, we're going to get to know Michelle a little. She just took the job in November. Michelle, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well, ma'am. Doing well. So you said you've only been there for a short time, but it's kind of one of those hit the ground running things, isn't it?
Sure.
and you've had a lot of learning to do. What kind of things are you responsible for as far as being the opioid prevention specialist down there at the health department?
So we help the people in Carbon and Emory counties that suffer with addiction. We get them resources for places that they can go if they need some help. We have also food kits that we can give them sometimes if they need food, hygiene kits, if they need shampoo and lotion, things like that, razors. We can also help if they need a place to stay, like a room for the night. Shelly Jo does that on her side, but we're all part of a team.
And you've got a couple of events that are coming up that deal with HIV and Hep C testing, and let's talk about those. The first one is in East Carbon, is that right?
Yes, at the UMWA building.
And when's the date and the time for that one?
That one is on May 26th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, and then you're going to go over to Emory County in the same week, pretty much. What are the dates and the times for that event?
That one will be at the Health Department in Castle Dell on May 28th. And June 11th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay, and then the other thing that we need to touch base with is this can actually be done anytime here in Price at the health department. They just need to either call or they can even walk in if the health department's open and get it taken care of. Is that?
Yes, anytime.
Okay, so let's start off the conversation with, and there may be people out there that have heard of it, but maybe don't know what it really is. What is Hep C?
Hep C is an infection caused by a virus that attacks the liver and leads to inflammation.
Who should get tested for Hep C?
The CDC recommends all ages 18 and plus get at one time testing for Hep C.
Are there certain things that maybe go on or physically that are happening with you that you should definitely be tested for?
If you are in a high-risk environment, maybe doing things that could be high risk to be in contact with somebody else's blood. If you're pregnant, if you currently inject drugs, you should definitely get tested if you share needles, syringes, or any other items to prepare drugs. If you've received any certain blood products before 1987 or received a blood transfusion or a solid organ transplant before 1992.
So, and that may be something that people don't even think about or realize. If you've had a blood transfusion or a organ donation or anything like that, it's probably a wise idea to get out there and maybe get tested just to be sure. You may not feel bad, you may not realize something's going on, but it's always good to just know those things. Now let's jump over to the HIV side, and I think this is something that more people are maybe familiar with, mm-hmm. and they know a little more about it, but what is HIV?
HIV is a virus that attacks the immune system and the body's natural defense against illnesses.
And when should you get tested for HIV?
Anytime if you feel like you've been in a high-risk situation or just want to know. Some people just want to know. Hey, have I been exposed and didn't know about it?
We talked a little off the air about it. And how much of an issue is it here in our area? You said HIV, maybe not, but maybe Hep C is more prevalent than people think it is.
Oh, for sure.
And so what do we need to do if we're going to go get tested? What should we be ready for? What's going to happen?
That's really easy. You just either stop by these little clinics that we're having and just be ready. Make sure you come with clean hands. We do have some antibacterial wipes that you can use, but it's just a finger poke. It's just a blood draw. The Aura Quick Rapid HIV antibody test detects antibodies for HIV. Same for the Hep C. The test collects and processes a sample of blood with a simple finger stick, and you get the results in 20 minutes.
So if someone were to go to either of the clinics in East Carbon or Castle Dell and be tested, they're going to get a little swag bag, a little something extra. What are they going to get?
The swag bags just have some information about hepatitis and HIV, who should get tested, what to expect during tests, just the basic things, a little bit more information of what it is,
And if they get tested, they're going to get a gift card too. Is that correct?
Yes, they get a free $10 gift card to Walmart with the testing.
Okay, so you can go pick that up. And then if you're just needing more information, the swag bags are available. And you're also going to have Narcan kits available. Let's spend a moment and talk about Narcan kits. What is Narcan used for maybe those that don't know?
Narcan is a medicine that's given for an overdose in an emergency situation.
Those kits will be available, and you guys will give some training on how to use it as well if they need it. It'll all be there.
Yes.
So once again, let's talk about these couple of different clinics you're going to have. It's HIV and Hep C testing. First clinic will be on May 26th in East Carbon. Where's that going to be at?
At the UMWA building.
And that's from 11 to 2. And then the ones in Castledale, there's two different dates. So let people know about those.
That is May 28th and June 11th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the health department.
All right. Now, if anybody has questions, they can reach you down at the health department, right? Get a hold of you there.
Yes.
And also, if you're here in Price, Carbon County area, you can go and be tested at the health department from 9 to 4, Monday through Thursday. You don't even need an appointment. And I think it's important that we let people know these two clinics are just walk-ins as well, correct? Right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So, Michelle, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And let people know that this is going on. If you need more information, you can get a hold of Michelle down at the health department. And if you feel like you need to get this done, get on out there. It is totally free, and you're more than welcome, and they will be more than happy to take care of you. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.